Trumos Perikei Mishnah Dalad. This is a fascinating, challenging Mishnah. I'm going to say it slow as I can and clear as I can. If you pay attention from beginning to end, I believe you'll understand it, but you can't not pay attention here. The question of our Mishnah is, if Truma Temeya falls in Truma Tahora, and you have 100 times of Truma Tahora against that one unit of Truma Temeya, can that mixture of 101 be eaten by a Kohen? Again, one unit of Tame into 100 units of Tahor, so you have 101 total. Can that mixture be eaten by a Kohen? So the thought of the reason why not, which will be the initial position of Beis Shammai, is our only paradigm to base this question on is Truma falling into Chulin, and the Truma becoming too small as a percentage of the whole quantity to be considered significant. That is to say, we have a rule that if one unit of Truma falls into 100 units or more of Chulin, so the Truma is not considered significant, and the status of the entire mixture of 101 is considered to be Heter, is considered to be Chulin that can be eaten. There may be an economic requirement to pull one out to repay the Kohen, the Mammon, the Shevet, the money that belongs to the Kohanim. That unit of Truma must be repaid, but the mixture hasn't become Isser, hasn't become forbidden, if it's less than or equal to one part out of 101 Truma. That's our precedent. So there you have a case of your classic setup of Isser and Heter mixing together. Isser meaning a forbidden substance, and Heter meaning a permitted substance. And you have the Isser, which is the Truma, falling into the Heter, which is the Chulin. And if you have 100 units of Heter, it can make that one unit of Truma be not a problem for the whole mixture. And the legal status of the entire mixture is Heter, is permissible. Again, ignoring any economic requirements to pull something out, but the mixture is permitted to Kohen and non-Kohen alike. Now, the normal rule is that when we look at mixtures, we want to know one simple question. Is this mixture mutter or usser? And therefore, the classic setup will be, you have some isser, forbidden substance, falling into heter, permitted substance. And the only question is, what's the threshold at which we will consider this mixture to have a total din, a ruling of being heter? And depending on what falls in, there are different thresholds. Sometimes you need just a simple majority. Sometimes you need 60 times, 100 times, 200 times. There are different thresholds, but the classic situation always is heter, a totally permitted substance, falling into isser. Isser, a forbidden substance, falling into heter. Now, therefore, the paradigm we want to sort of write on the board, put in your piece of paper in your mind, is 100 units of chulin, totally permitted grain, let's say, into which one unit of Truma, which is Isser, forbidden to non-Kohanim, falls into that 100 for a total of 101. That's our paradigm. Now, our Mishnah's question is, if you have Truma Temeya falling into Truma Tahora. So now, in that setup, we want the Truma Tahora, the Truma that's not Tame, to be the Heter into which the Isser is falling. The funny thing is that a moment ago, in our baseline on our paradigm, we had the Truma Tahora, Truma, being Isser, not Heter. So the question is, can Truma be considered Heter to the point that it can make other Isser that falls into it, meaning Tamei Truma, permissible? So in other words, the question would be, may a Kohen eat this 101 units of Truma, even though we know there's one unit of Truma Tamei mixed in? And Beis Shammai will say, no, a Kohen can't eat any of that mixture, at least that's the starting position, because one only can have a Isser status removed in a mixture if what the Isser is falling into is Heter, is permissible. And who says Beis Shammai, you can count Truma as Heter. Truma is restricted food, it's not totally Heter. And since it's like a compromised Heter, it's not pure Heter, we can't be certain that just because Chulin can make Truma, you know, be insignificant if it's 100 to 1, we can't be certain, says Beis Shammai, at least initially, that Truma, which is already Isser, can make something else, Usser, Truma Temeya, be not as significant. That's the background. Now let's see the Mishnah inside step by step. The Mishnah starts out again, we're in 5-4, by saying, Sa'a trua tameya. You have one unit of truma that's tameh, meaning that a Kohen can't eat this truma. He could just burn it, but he cannot eat it. Shenafla lameya sa'a truma tahora. That falls into 100 units of truma, which is tahor, meaning this is truma that a Kohen could eat, but it carries with it a penalty of misa b'dei shemaim, death at the hands of heaven, if a non-Kohen would eat it. So that means it's iser with respect to a zar, a non-Kohen, but it's heter, it's permissible with respect to a Kohen. So beishamay say the mixture is now totally forbidden, that's the starting position, all 101 units can't be eaten, and you won't be able to burn it either because of nothing can be done with it. And Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says it's okay. A Kohen can eat all 101 units together. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel put forth the argument initially as follows: Hol utahara asura lezarim utamei asura lekohanim. We have our paradigm, and we have the case we're trying to learn to. Our paradigm is regular truma, which is asur, that falls into chulin, which is mutter, and we're saying that one can have that mixture and eat the whole mixture. And we're trying to learn from that to the case of truma tameya falling in truma tahora. So Beis Hillel will say, Hoil, just as utahara asura lazarim, when it comes to the truma that tahor, it's forbidden for a non-Kohen to eat, and that's equivalent to utameya asura lekohanim. That was our paradigm's case, and that is equivalent to the case we're trying to learn to, where you have truma tameya, which is forbidden to kohanim. So in other words, our baseline case is iser falling into heter, that we're focusing on the iser, which is usher to a czar, and this is analogous to iser of tamei food, tamei truma, which is usher to a kohen. Ma tahora ola, just as when it comes to the first case, that tahor truma is batel in the mixture of heter, so too, af tamea ta'ale, so too, the tamei truma also should become annulled in the mix of heter. In other words, simply put, Beis Hillel say it's the exact same thing. If you put on your, with respect to azar goggles, you have chulin, 100 units, into which one unit of truma falls, you have one unit of iser into 100 units of heter, and it's considered to be, the whole mixture is permissible. So too, when you put on your Kohen goggles, you have heter, truma tahora, into which one unit of truma tamei is falling, iser, and you have therefore enough, as 101 units, to annul that one unit of aser truma that fell in. In other words, it's the exact same thing, says Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai object, or Beis Shammai say, lo, not necessarily, you can't make this kind of kol v'chomer, because im helu achulin hakalin mutarin lazarim es hatahara, tala truma hachamura asur lazarim es hatameya, which means, I'll say, translate loosely, you need heter to annul iser. And when it comes to the chulin, it's pure, uncompromised heter. And that is able to remove the label of iser of the mixture if you have 101 times of heter chulin to one unit of aser truma. But when it comes to truma tahora in the container, that's not pure heter. It's compromised heter. It's heter only to a kohen, but not heter usually. And since we don't know, we're trying to figure out if truma tameya falls into truma tahora, if it can be annulled, we need to use some kind of like kol v'chomer and say we learn it out from the case of chulin. The problem is, when we're looking at the 100, which is going to make the problem go away, if you will, so which is a more potent heter that can make the problem go away easier, so to speak, says Beis Shammai, well, the chulin is pure heter, so it can make it go away, but you can't learn from there to truma tahora, which is not as pure heter. It's a compromised heter. So just because pure heter of chulin can make truma problems go away at 100 to 1, so who says Beis Shammai, that compromised heter, meaning truma tahora, which is like a less pure form of heter, can make your truma problems at 101 go away. So the kol v'chomer is not legitimate because you're trying to learn uphill. You're trying to learn from a more potent matir of chulin to a less potent matir of truma tahora. So that's Beis Shammai's objection. Again, the words inside here, Amru lehem Beis Shammai, lo, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, no, that is not legitimate. Im helu hachulin hakalin hamutarim lezarim esa tahora. Just because chulin, which is lesser, kal, less potent, because even a non-Kohen, a Zar, could eat it, just because that can make hatahora, the truma, which is tahor, become annulled in the mixture, tala truma hachamura ha'asur lazarim esa tamea, does it follow, rhetorically says, does it follow, meaning it doesn't follow, that truma, which is more severe in as much as it's asur lazarim, that a non-Kohen can't eat it, should that have the ability to be matir and annul the significance esa tamea of truma tame that falls in to the mixture? So again, Beis Shammai objects the Kol V'Chomer because you're learning in the wrong direction. You're trying to say something more potent, chulin, and learn from that something less potent as a matir, as something that could make something permissible as a matir, truma tahora. Now, the Mishnah doesn't discuss Hillel's response back to Beis Shammai. It just says the next words say la'achar shehodu. Now, after they, which means after Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, dot dot dot. I'm not going to go on for now, but you see they did. Beis Shammai did change their tune and come to see eye to eye with Beis Hillel. The question is why. So, the Tosefta here and also Yerushalmi speak out that there was a response from Beis Hillel, and that response was convincing to Beis Shammai. That Beis Hillel's response was, don't look at which is more important to Matir, the 100 that's falling into, Chulin versus Truma Tahora. Look at the significance of the Isser. When it comes to Truma, the significance of it, of the Isser, the potency is Misa Bidei Shamayim. If a Zar, a non-Kohen, eats Truma, so there's a very severe Chamur penalty of premature death at the hands of heaven. As opposed to a Kohen who eats Truma, that's Tamea, Tame Truma, it's just, he's just not doing a mitzvah's asay, and that's certainly a much less severe type of restriction. So Beis Hillel's response to Beis Shammai then, therefore, is don't look at the matir being less potent, meaning don't compare chulin, which is a more potent matir, to truma tahora, which is a less potent matir. Look at what the isser that you're making become insignificant. You're taking a very potent isser, truma, which carries with it misa b'dei shemayim, and that can become batel in the mixture. So for sure, a lesser potent isser, truma tamea, which carries to the kohen anyways, just a penalty of nothing, just it's mevatel mitzvas aseh, for sure it should be able to be batel in the mixture. That's Beis Hillel's response. Now, if you think that through for a minute, you'll realize that that's not going to be, that shouldn't be sufficient for Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai's point was, we're focused on the matir, and the matir, the 100 component, you're learning the wrong direction of a Kol V'Chomer, and that this Beis Hillel's response shouldn't suffice. But what Beis Hillel is saying, and this is really fundamental, and since Beis Shammai agreed to it, this is, you know, has to be understood across the board for all of us and in other contexts as well, as a general principle. When we're talking about the bittel of Isser, when we're talking about a component of something forbidden that becomes halakhically insignificant in the mix, therefore the whole mix becomes heter, we're focused not on the potency of the matir, of the 100 that's making it disappear. We're focused on the potency of the Isser only. So for example, you can think of it as there are a variety of different Isurim floating around, Usser foods, and there's a schedule that the Torah said it's Bittel Barov, simple majority. But the rabbis made a schedule. They said, okay, some things is Rov, some things you need 60, some things you need 100, some things you need 200, like Kilai HaKerem and Orla needs 200 times against. So the rabbis are focused on how severe the Isser is, and say, for example, when it comes to Orla and Kilai HaKerem, those are foods that are not just usher to eat, but even usher to get benefit from, usher hana. And since they have isher hana, they doubled up. They went from 100 to 200, from the truma 100 to of 100 of truma to 200 of orla and kilai kerem. So we're focused not on the matir, the hetzer component, but rather the usr, the isser component. And that being the case, Beis Hillel will say the kol v'chomer works perfectly, because what we're trying to make is a we know that a very potent isser can be annulled of a very potent isser of truma can be annulled at 100 to 1, because truma itself, which is carries the severe isser of misa deshamayim, can be annulled against 100 of chulin. So for sure, truma tamea, which only carries it with bittel aseh, it's a much less severe prohibition. For sure, it can be annulled, become batel in 100 against 100 units of truma tahora. That's Beis Hillel's response, and that Beis Shammai agreed to. So that's that, and of course, it's very yisodi, very fundamental. Understand that we're talking about bittel. We're focused on the isser becoming rendered not halakhically significant anymore, and not focused on the heter component. The Mishnah isn't done yet. The Mishnah wants to know, well, now what? Now you have your 101 units, and we're saying it's all permissible for the Kohen. Now, in the previous cases of the past, you know, half dozen Mishnayos, we always had an economic obligation as a czar, as the farmer, to take whatever fell in and pull it out and give it to the Kohen. And even if it's not going to be truma anymore, we'll pretend it's truma, we'll treat it as truma. But the point is, that's a side point. The main point is you must pull something out and give it to the Kohen. You can't just, you know, steal what wasn't yours. It's a mamon hashevet. It belongs to the Kohanim. It has to be given back to them. But here, that's not the case. Here, we're talking about a Kohen who's going to eat whatever's left. So the question is, must anything be pulled out at all? So Rabbi Eliezer, the first shita, says yes. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with the shita from a couple of Mishnayos ago. He said you have to have some, these are my words, you have to have some kind of economic disincentive. You can't have like a laundry machine to launder your truma, meaning truma tamea falls in. If you don't have some disincentive, then magically you'll find all sorts of truma tamea falling into things because it disappears. In other words, you were a Kohen, you had 100 units of truma tahor, you're going to eat it, and 1 unit of truma tamea, you couldn't eat that, you had to burn it. So what do? Oops, if it falls into the truma tahora, all of a sudden, voila, now you can eat not 100, eat 101. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with the sheet. He says, you got to pull one out, and we'll treat the one that you pulled out as if it were the very one that fell in. Even though, of course, he knows that's not a physical probability, but he wants legally, he wants to treat what fell in, what you pull out as if it's what fell in. And that way, there's an economic disincentive. There's no reason to allow you to let your truma tamei accidentally fall in, because you gain nothing from it as a Kohen. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. It says, the Mishnah says inside, La'acha shahodu, once Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, well, Rabbi Eliezer, who was from the Beis Shammai school, says at least, Omer, Torem betisaref, at least pull one out, pull the truma that fell in, or at least the quantity of truma that fell in, pull it out, and burn that. And that way the Kohen stands to gain nothing. That will disincentivize, you know, them from accidents happening, so to speak. But the Chum say, no, not necessarily. Avda b'me'uta, it's lost in its smallness. Again, you see in the words there, we're focused on the Isser part. And we're saying the Isser, the Truma Tamei that fell in, it's legally gone. And that being the case, you have 101 units of Truma in this container, and the Kohen could eat all 101. So yeah, he does gain 1 unit because it was an accident. Of course, you can't be Mevatel Isser L'Chachila. He can't purposefully, intentionally put Truma Tamei into the mix. But if it happened, so it happened, and now all 101 are Heter, the same way you wouldn't say, if a drop of milk falls in the chicken soup, aha, now you've got more chicken soup and you're profiting. No, it just, you know, this is an accident that happened, and we don't have any extra penalty against the Kohanim. And that's the din. The din is like Beis Hillel, like the Chachamim, that if 1 unit of Truma Tomeya falls into 100 of Torah, the mixture is permissible, and the Kohen could eat all 101 units of Truma as Truma Tahora.